Top 5 at 5.
Just need a moment to thank God.
The captured suspect in the University of Virginia killings faces 3 counts of murder and other charges. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani will not face charges related to Ukraine. Former President Trump plans to make a big announcement tonight at his Florida estate. Another corporate giant, Amazon, announces layoffs following firings at Meta and Twitter. Former talk show host Jay Leno recovering after suffering burns in a fire at his L.A. garage where he houses his prize car collection. The suspect in a deadly shooting that killed 3 students and injured 2 others at the University of Virginia, now in custody, captured during a tense 12-hour manhunt. Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. facing 3 charges of second-degree murder and 3 counts of using a handgun in the commission of a felony. UVA Police Chief Timothy Longo Sr. told reporters Monday.
Longo just received information the suspect is in custody. Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
The shooting happened aboard a bus full of students who had just returned from a field trip on Sunday night after seeing a play in Washington, D.C., according to officials. The relationship between Jones and those killed and injured isn't yet known. UVA's President James Ryan identified the victims who were killed as Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis, and Deshaun Perry. All 3 were members of the Cavaliers football team, he said. Well, Rudy Giuliani will not face charges related to Ukraine. Prosecutors in New York, in a letter to a judge on Monday, revealed they do not plan to bring criminal charges against the former New York City mayor, former Trump attorney, and 77 WABC host in connection with their probe into his interactions with Ukrainian figures. They said they made the decision following a review of evidence resulting from raids on his residence and law office in April 2021. The former mayor appeared last night on The Rita Cosby Show.
You know, I don't know whether to be thankful or in one way, of course, now I'm cleared and they say they didn't even have probable cause.
Federal prosecutors were investigating whether Giuliani's dealings with figures in Ukraine in the run-up to the 2020 election required him to register as a foreign agent. Prosecutors said a grand jury probe that led to the issuance of warrants that resulted in the seizure of Giuliani's electronic devices had concluded. Well, today's the day former President Donald Trump plans to make his long-awaited big announcement from his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago. Trump has invited reporters to his club at Mar-a-Lago at 9 p.m. as the former president is expected to announce a third run for the White House. He talked about the announcement in Ohio right before the midterm elections.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
Some advisors have urged Trump to delay his planned announcement until after the December 6th U.S. Senate runoff election for the U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. Critics say Republicans' lukewarm showing in last week's midterm elections points to Trump not being the best candidate to represent the GOP in 2024. Well, Amazon is planning to lay off approximately 10,000 employees in corporate and technology roles beginning this week, according to reports from The New York Times and The Wall Street Journal. Shares of Amazon closed down about 2% yesterday. Founder Jeff Bezos spoke to CNN about how individuals and small businesses can save money during high inflation.
If you're an individual and you're thinking about buying a new, large screen TV, maybe slow that down, keep that cash, see what happens. Same thing with a refrigerator or a new car or whatever. Just take some risk off the table.
The cuts would be the largest in Amazon's history. Cuts are expected to primarily impact Amazon's devices organization, retail division, and human resources, according to the reports. The reported layoffs would represent less than 1% of Amazon's global workforce and about 3% of its corporate employees. The report follows headcount reductions at other tech firms. Meta announced last week that it's laying off more than 13% of its staff, or more than 11,000 employees. And Twitter laid off approximately half of its workforce in the days following Elon Musk's $44 billion acquisition. Well, Jay Leno is recovering after suffering serious burn injuries from a gasoline fire in the garage where he keeps his extensive and pricey car collection. According to TMZ and Variety, the former Tonight Show host said he's doing okay and said he needs a couple of weeks to get back on his feet. The fire department in Burbank said the incident happened just before 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. Legendary comedian Tom Dreesen weighed in on Leno's injury on The Other Side of Midnight with host Frank Morano.
He is saying that he's fine, he's okay, he's going to be okay, but he's going to be in the hospital for a week. But Jay always downplays things. He always, even no matter how serious something will get, he'll try to downplay it. So I'm hoping that he's fine.
Leno has a garage full of rare, vintage, antique, and expensive cars and motorcycles near the Burbank Airport. The value of Leno's car collection estimated to be somewhere between $52 and $100 million.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.